Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everyone. So glad you're joining us for another episode of Ask the Expert Nor Texas podcast. It's Monday, April 25th. I'm Kristen Diaz.
And I'm David Rankin. All the talk this afternoon has been about Elon Musk buying Twitter for around $43 billion. How is that going to affect you and me and everyone that's on Twitter? On today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Ian Schur from CNET in the KRLD Zoom room. How much of a surprise is this, really?
Well, it depends on if you're asking me from a couple weeks ago or me from today. I think when it was first announced, a lot of people were surprised because, you know, the idea of Elon Musk, of all people, who does not have a history in social media, buying this company of all companies seemed a little out there. But now that we've been through the drama, we've heard all of the backroom conversation, and especially this weekend, where apparently there was quite a bit of speed up in conversations, this announcement today, not that much of a surprise at this point.
How does this benefit Elon's portfolio? What is the good that he's looking to get out of this?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about media barons in my head for the last few weeks. We can go back to talking about people like Hearst and whatnot, or even Jeff Bezos recently, right, with the Washington Post. The reality is that a lot of these people bought these newspapers and these publications not because they wanted to turn a profit, although that would be nice, but really because they want the influence, right? They want to be able to influence the conversation somehow. For Rupert Murdoch, that meant having control over the opinion pages of the Wall Street Journal, right? And having access to the New York Post. For Jeff Bezos, you know, he hasn't shown so much of his brand, but very clearly he had an opinion about how journalism needed to be funded. He threw a lot of money at the Post. So now we see social media getting it. And with Elon Musk, he's made it clear he doesn't agree with the way that social media is being regulated right now, right? The way that they're moderating stuff, the fact that they don't allow as much harassment on the platform. I know it sounds a little weird to say that, but that is the opinion that he has. And that's probably one of the key things we're going to see change.
He's been talking about the whole idea of this should be a freedom of speech thing and that no one should be blocked from something like this. Does this mean that now that he is going to own it, he's going to unblock a whole lot of people?
There is already talk, of course, within the Twitter sphere, right? Because everything's happening on Twitter today. There's already talk that a number of people in the QAnon conspiracy forums and the extremists who have been kicked off of Twitter are now very excited, believing that Elon Musk will allow them back on. And even Fox News did an interview with former President Trump, where they asked him, hey, if you were extended the invitation, would you come back? And he claims that he would not. He would stick to Truth Social, which is worth noting. That's the social media network he launched. Mm-hmm. He has not posted on Truth Social since it launched.
So there really isn't, I mean, everyone's just kind of pensive, right? Waiting to see what kind of changes we could see, who could possibly be back on. But it seems like everybody has an opinion already that it's just going to be some drastic change. Do you think Elon has to meet those expectations?
I think that one thing Elon Musk enjoys more than anything is really surprising everybody. So I think it's not about whether or not he needs to meet those expectations or not. At this point, he's going to do whatever he wants, and it's going to be the Elon Musk brand, right? It'll be brash, it'll be aggressive, it's going to be against the common perception of how things should be, and that's just part of what it is. So we're all going to be watching, that's for sure.
Do we finally get an edit button with Elon Musk in charge?
You know, I think that it's much more likely we're going to get that edit button. And I personally am excited to see that because I think an edit button would be really good done correctly, right? There's a lot of times I've misspelled stuff. There's the famous Covfefe tweet that went out. All these things could be easily fixed with an edit button. But, you know, the thing that is important about social media and about the internet is people acting in bad faith need to be kept from causing harm. Yeah. And I think that is the key question I'm going to be asking as he changes Twitter.
Do you think more people will be joining Twitter just to kind of be the fly on the wall or the blue little, you know, the blue bird on the wall?
The blue bird on the wall. Yeah. I think that what Twitter has been able to do is its influence reaches far beyond what Twitter, the social network, is, right? I mean, this is what's different about it than Facebook, I feel, and any other social media platform practically, is that when you look at Twitter, people are watching what's happening on that service, and not just people in air quotes, like, you know, leaders of nations and policymakers and lawyers and people in the sports world and entertainment, all of this stuff, they're all wrapped up in it, whether or not they have an account. So I think that is not going to change, right? Whether or not Twitter's user count goes up or down, I don't even think that matters. If it continues being what Twitter is today, right, and some variant of that, I have a feeling it'll still be this influential place where stuff happens. And that's what really is important about what Twitter is today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.